in heavenly places. You can't be seated somewhere you don't belong. Not in the kingdom of God, you can't. The only people who get into the kingdom of God are those who have been born again. The only ones who can't get into the kingdom of God are those who are not born again. To be born again literally means to become filled with the life, peace, joy, righteousness, holiness, victory, and essence of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. As He is, so are ye, so are thee, so are we, and so is me in this world. Whew! You bathe in that glory, your mentality gets transformed. You are the holiness of God. You are the righteousness of God. You can't be His righteousness and not be His holiness. Excuse me, sound like I'm going through puberty right now. Voice change. You cannot be the righteousness of God and not be the holiness of God. And you cannot be a divine king and priest and not be fully holy, righteous, and redeemed. You're free to be the king's daughter that you are. You're free to be the king for Jesus that you are. And you didn't earn it, so you can't spurn it. You didn't buy it. It was delivered to you as a gift of eternal life through Jesus. As He is, He's holy. So are you in this world. As He is, He's righteous. He's majestic. He's regal. He's royal. He's loyal. So are you in this world. And see, the Holy Spirit's bringing these principles into manifestation and operation and recognition in the process of your transition into the awareness of them. As it says in Hebrews 4:16, let us come therefore boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and locate grace to help in every time of need. Come to the throne. Throne speaks of kingship. Jesus said in Revelation 3, to he who overcomes, to they that overcome, I will allow them to sit with me in my throne, even as I am seated with my Father in his throne. That's a divine throne of grace pile up. If you take that literally, every overcomer is sitting with Jesus, triple decker style. Or that throne has no end. And 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 5:4-5 reminds us who overcomers are. Who is he who overcomes but he who believes that Jesus is the Christ? And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Whoo! God put his own faith in you to make the doorway for his own life to come into you. And if God is in you, how can you not be holy? How can you not be sanctified? Sanctified merely means set apart from that which is wrong and set apart to him who is right. Yeah. You know, these truths will set you free when you just allow them and you don't learn them as much as you just give the Holy Spirit room to reveal them. You know, there's two ways to learn. There's the sense realm way of learning, which is through the five senses, you know, through, you know, all five of your senses, what you see, what you hear, what you taste, what you smell, what you feel. You can learn that way. That's called education. Or you can learn by the Holy Spirit revealing it. That's called revelation. Not the book of Revelation, but the ministry of revealed knowledge in the wisdom of Jesus. I've had education and I've had revelation. Education is good, but revelation is life-changing. Revelation in the knowledge of Jesus transforms you and allows you to awaken unto righteousness. And it's the awakening unto the righteousness that causes you not to walk in rebellion. You know, you could keep yourself from overeating for 10 years with a whole lot of self-discipline. But you know, really, if you fight against the desire to overeat, that's a struggle, and you're not really free because you haven't let Jesus set you free. And we could use any kind of a personal habit as an example. I just happened to think of that without giving thought to it. But in that same process, if you force yourself to eat moderately for 10 years, that struggle that's going on inside of you, physically and mentally and emotionally, that's not really the victory that Jesus has for you. And if you let your guard down anywhere up the road, even after 10 full years of living a fasted life, and then you celebrate your weakness that's been creeping along, riding shotgun all those 10 years because you go pig out one day just because you've been waiting to get set free, you ain't really been set free. You've just been tormenting yourself. That's all you've been doing for 10 years. You've been in torment. But when you lay that before the throne of grace and you depend upon the Holy Spirit to set you free from whatever's not pleasing to Him in you, He just removes and tramples upon the desire to overeat. And you get to walk in the victory. And what you do eat tastes better. What you do eat digests better. And what you do eat then, you wear better because the Holy Spirit's grace has overpowered a personal weakness that was in your flesh realm. If it works like that for overeating, it can work like that for anything that has afflicted you. Depression, fearfulness, anger. You know, I testified Sunday. You know that old attitude of anger that used to ride shotgun with me on the stagecoach of life? That thing is so smashed anymore. The only thing I can really get mad about is that I just can't get mad anymore. Because by the time I start getting mad, the Holy Spirit's already pulled the leash in on me, and I'm, oh yeah, I'm free. That ain't me. So I don't get mad at not being able to get mad. It's just a little, I use that as a silly point. That's the only thing I can get mad about anymore. Hallelujah. Free to be who I am. That's holiness. Joyfulness is holiness. Peacefulness is holiness. Being gracious is holiness. That's what God's idea of holiness is. Just letting Jesus live in you and Jesus live through you. Not even as a puppeteer, but as one who has been transformed into His image, into His likeness. I'm not like Jesus. Jesus is in me. I'm not like the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does one better. He's in me. He expresses Himself. He addresses Himself. He addresses His people through me, in me, to me, and once in a while, hallelujah, in spite of me. Woo, yeah. Well, but those little mental or emotional or attitudinal meltdowns that we all seem to have had from time to time, they're microscopic in size compared to what they used to be when they caused major crisis in your life or flowing through you caused major crisis in somebody else's life. The blemishes and the spots and the little material wrinkles that used to show up in your character, they're not near as big, not near as opaque, not near as obvious as they used to be. Can I get a witness? Anybody else notice that? You're not just as you were even 12 calendar months ago. Because holiness has given you a great workout. And holiness is working itself out in you. Let me pull up a couple more scriptures off this list that I printed out. And remember in Acts chapter 3, when Peter, and I think it was John, Peter and John healed the lame man outside the temple as they were going into the temple at the hour of prayer in Acts 3. And Peter said, as we heard earlier, silver and gold have none, but such as I have, such as I already have, what is mine is yours. Of course, I'm paraphrasing. What I got, you get. What I have, you can have hold of. What has hold of me, I'm going to give you a portion of. Such as I have, give I to thee.